Give them some chairs. Give them some chairs. And then, yeah. You can have chairs. No problem. We'll get more chairs. So you can sit at the back because this is reserved for some other devotees. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhati. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivaradhati. Give another chair. There are two chairs. Give another one. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chati. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Jagadish. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivardhari. Yasodhana dana braja jana ranjana Yasodhana dana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tera bachati Yamuna tira vanachati Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sirade Jaya Radha Gopinata Radha Gopinata Siradhe Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Siradhe Jaya Lalita Visaka, Lalita Visaka, Lalita Visaka, Jaya Lalita Visaka. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai go hari go hari go hari go go hari go Nitai go hari go hari go hari go Nitai go hari go Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shrimati Gopala Krishna Goswami Tamo Prabhupada Sri Chaitanya Prakasha Diti Raja Charanga Vaishali Vipati Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Kyananjana Salakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय It's a part of our World Holy Name Week. We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam from the third chapter of the sixth canto. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Text number 29. Please repeat after me. Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Guna Namadeyam. Chetaschana Smarati Tacharanarabhindam. Krishnaya no Namati Sat Yachira Ekadapi. Tan anayad vanga shatokrita Vishnu krityam. Jivan vakti bhagavad guna namadeyam. Chetas chana smarati tach charanarabhindam. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Tan anayadvam shato krita Vishnu krityam. Somebody else? Somebody else? Mataji's. Mataji's. Word for word meaning. Jiva. The tongue. Na. Not. Vakti. Chants. Bhagavat. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna. Transcendental qualities. Nama. And the holy name. Dheyam. Imparting. Cheta. The heart. Cha. Also. Na. Not. Smarati. Remembers. Tat. His. Charanarabindam. Lotus feet. Krishnaya. Unto Lord Krishna. Through his deity. In the temple. No. No. Not. Namati. Bows. Yet. Whose. Shira. Head. Ekada api. Even ones. Tan. Them. Ananyadvam. Bring before me. Ashata. The non-devotees. Akrita. Not performing. Vishnu Krityan. Duties toward Lord Vishnu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada K. My dear servants, please bring to me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongues to chant the holy name and qualities of Krishna, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once, and whose heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are the only duties in human life. Please bring me all such fools and rascals. Everybody, please repeat. My dear servants, please bring to me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongues to chant the holy name and qualities of Krishna, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once, and whose heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are the only duties in human life. Please bring me all such fools and rascals. Purport. The word Vishnu Krityan is very important in this verse because the purpose of human life is to please Lord Vishnu. Varnashram Dharma is also meant for that purpose. As stated in the Vishnu Purana, Canto 3, Chapter 8, Text 9, Varnashramacharavatta Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Arajyate Panta Nanyat Tattosha Karanam. Human society is meant to follow strictly the Varnashram Dharma, which divides society in four social divisions: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, and four spiritual divisions: Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Varnashram Dharma easily brings one nearer to Lord Vishnu, who is the only true objective in human society. Nate vidu swartagatim hi Vishnu. Unfortunately, however, people do not know that their self-interest is to return home back to Godhead. or to approach Lord Vishnu. Durasaya he bahir arta manina. Instead, they are simply bewildered. Every human being is expected to perform duties meant for approaching Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Yamaraj advises the Yamadutas to bring him those persons who have forgotten their duties toward Vishnu. Akrita Vishnu Krityan. One who does not chant the holy name of Vishnu, Krishna, who does not bow down to the deity of Vishnu, and who does not remember the lotus feet of Vishnu is punishable by Yamaraj. In summary, all Vaishnavas, persons unconcerned with Lord Vishnu, are punishable by Yamaraj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jivana bhakti bhagavad guna namadheyam cetas chana smarati tacharanaravindam krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi tanna anyadvam vasato krita vishnu krityam. So Yamaraj continues instructing his messengers, the Yamadutas, being stopped by the Vishnu Dutas in their attempt to get Ajamil, his subtle body and his soul. Actually, Ajamil was having a heart attack at that time. Not really, well, dying, of course. When you have a heart attack, you're dying almost. But then he survived because of the rescue from the Vishnu Dutas, who are the agents of Lord Vishnu. And they were, in the beginning, they were asking the Vishnu Dutas that you cannot take him because he was completely free from sins. But according to the Yamadutas, no. He was very sinful. He was stealing to sustain his family members, especially he was very, very, he's doing all of his activities only for his own sense enjoyment. That is the meaning of sin. Sinful activities means performing activities for one's own sense gratification, not performing for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord or His devotees. So, according to the scriptures, this only applies to human form of life. The animals, they don't know what is sinful or not. And that's why Yamaraj, he is the superintendent of death, whose main duty is like a magistrate. A magistrate, he gives the final decision for those who disobey the law of karma. So the Vishnu Dutas, they were asking. There were three of them, the Yamadutas, because sin is being performed through vocal, through the mind, and through one's action. There were three of them looking very fearful. Red copper eyes. They have hairs on their body. Looking very fearsome. You don't want to see them at the time of death. That's why at the time of death, most of the people who are sinful, they pass stool and urine out of fear. For the devotees, no, they were smiling. I've seen and observed many of our devotees who left their bodies there in Vrindavan. Saranga Thakur is, and many of our devotees here, we will chant in front of them. And they look very satisfied. They're like a slight smile on their faces. They're not like fearful, like the fruitive workers or the materialist. Knowingly where they will go, and definitely the airplane, which is very subtle, the airplane of the Vishnu Rutas are there, waiting for them. So, yes, the process of going back home, back to Godhead, especially in the human form of life, has to be realized. Now that we have this human form of life, now is the time to inquire about the absolute truth. Otherwise, we will just miss this opportunity of perfecting our lives. After 8,400,000 species of life, we have come to this platform again, and we're given a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. So Yamaraj was instructing the Yamadutas that you please live alone, the Vaishnavas. Bring me the rascals and fools, those who never bow down unto the deities or the form of the Lord, most worshipable form of the Lord, Archa Vigraha. It says also that if one does not bow down in front of the deities, scripture says his head should be cut off. Now we will be seeing a lot of cut off heads. In Kali Yuga, actually, we have to kill the demons, not physically, but we have to kill the demons, their mentality. Their mentality. How? By giving them Krishna consciousness, prasadam distribution, the holy name, and through Srila Prabhupada's books. This is our main weapons in Kali Yuga. We don't have guns and so many destroyable armaments to kill the demons or the rascals and the fools. Yes. Ajamil. This is a very special case. That even from the first time, according to the Acharyas, when he uttered the name of Narayana, that's why there are four Vishnudutas, because syllables, Narayana, four of them came. But they're the opposite of the Vishnudutas. They look very handsome, very beautiful, wearing silken garments, yellowish in color, with decorations in their body and helmets. And Prabhupada says that if you see a Vishnuduta, you may mistakenly think that that is Lord Vishnu. But the only difference is that they don't have this peacock feather on their head. But everything same. And also one thing, the Shivatsa, that yellowish or grayish color here on the chest of Lord Vishnu. So the Vishnudutas stopped them from taking Ajamil, because Ajamil, he was born in a very highly Brahminical family. Right from the very beginning of his life, actually he's a devotee. But because of his association with unwanted personalities like the Sudra and Sudrani, in those days, you don't see this very often. That's why he only had witnessed this in the forest. They were drunk Their, it says that their eyes were rolling and their body in their heads. So intoxicated, they did not care. And because Ajamil, he witnessed, especially the Sudrani, the prostitute, with loose clothes. And he became captivated. And it remains in his mind, even after coming back to perform some kind of sacrifice, fire sacrifice. His father asked him to go to the forest and collect some of these items. Right from the very beginning, mentions here in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, he's very well versed in Vedic literatures. He's a reservoir of good character, conduct, and qualities, firmly executing all the Vedic injunctions. He's mild, he's gentle, he's controlled in his mind and senses. But not this time. Not this time. He was not able to control his mind. I'm sure we all have this kind of experience that we're doing something, but our mind is thinking of something else, not related to what we are doing. Yes or no?
Yes.
99% of the time. 99% of the time. He's always truthful. He's knowledgeable in chanting the Vedic mantras. He's very pure, respectful to the spiritual master, fire god, and guests and elders. He's free from false ego, benevolent to all living entities, is well-behaved, controlled in his speech, never envious of anyone. But he fell down because of this, having witnessed the Sudra and Sudrani embracing each other. And eventually, he hired the prostitute to be his maid servant. And eventually, he left his young wife and he took the prostitute to be his wife. And he fathered 10 sons. Even at the age of 88, he named his youngest son as Narayana. Very important, because of his previous samskaras, he was able to connect the name of his son from his previous life of being pious. He would steal, he would rob people just to maintain them. He will do gambling, he will do everything just to maintain them, because practically he used up all the inheritance that he had from his father. And the father cannot do anything about what he's doing. Somehow, he didn't know that he was doing sinful activities, and at the same time, he's keep on calling, because that was his favorite son, Narayana. Nowadays also, people in India, they call their children names of God, but most of the times they will call them Pinky, Rosie, Ozzy, whatever. I don't know where they came from, but different kinds of name, modern names. So, if they're going to name their children, better name their children in relation to Krishna. But at the same time, they're not like Ajamil. Ajamil, he says that from the first time that he called his son, all of his sins, 10 million lifetimes, was eradicated. And then the subsequent calling to his son, Narayana, bhakti starts. Bhakti starts because he doesn't know what is sinful or not. He was brought up in a very pious Brahman family. However, nowadays, even if one will call the son's name according, or the daughter's name according to the scriptures, but they will know also that they are responsible if they are performing sin or not. This is the purpose of human form of life. We have to know what to do and what not to do. Otherwise, we are culpable. We are responsible for our actions. So, samsidi harito sanam. Atapumsa. Was that again? Atapumsa. Let me see. This is from the second chapter, third verse, 13th verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapumsa dujasresta varnasrama vibhagasaha sonotitasya dharmasya samsidim haritoshanam. So this is the purpose of human form of life. Somehow or other, according to our occupational duty and the qualities that we acquired, we are working accordingly. And the division in varna, that means occupational duty, is automatically there in the society. It is the duty of the government to have this be able to apply. But again, at the same time, in Kali Yuga, it says, Kalosudra Sambhava, we're all Shudras, low-born, fourth class. But in the Vedic culture, there is no such thing that one will become prominent than the other one. It's not by superiority. Everyone is equal in the eyes of Lord Krishna. So much so that everyone, if they perform their duties, but because when Ramananda Roy was asked by Lord Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the goal of life? He says, one should follow this Varnashram program. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regret. He says, like, no. This is not good enough. You tell me what is next. What is best than this? Better than this? And then Ramananda Roy says that, yes, one must perform one's occupational duty, but for the pleasure. It is for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. But then he rejected this again. Because one should be renounced. Ramananda Roy says, yeah, one should renounce the fruits of his activities, even if he is meant to please Lord Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, he rejected this. Not until Ramananda Roy says that one must associate with the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Because this is the root cause of one's be able to revive one's Krishna consciousness. The devotees of the Lord, they'll be able to remind us of what we have forgotten. We have forgotten Krishna. That's why we are in this material world. And more than that is that we are just keep on repeating again and again the cycle of repeated birth and death because of performing sinful activities. What is the root cause of sinful activities? Yes, avidya. But the sastra also says desire. If the desire is misplaced, if the desire is meant for myself, for my friends, for my family, or for my loved ones, materially, then one commits sin. And then one will again and again samsara, repeated cycle of birth and death. Agha karisu yatabat. Sinful activities being committed again and again. But Ajamil, he was not actually knowing that he's committing sin. And at the same time, the Acharya says that from the very beginning, all of his sins were eradicated, and he may be performing sinful activities externally. But Acharya says that it is like the liberated person, a Jivan Mukta. He may seemingly, according to our standard moral to the eyes, that he is doing in a wrong way. An example of this is Bamsidas Babaji Maharaj. You heard of Bamsidas Babaji Maharaj? An Avaduta? Yes, deities of Gaur Nithai. And sometimes he would chastise Gaur Nithai. Today, you will not eat. No offering for you today. And he doesn't take bath. He doesn't. A person who was with him, he never seen him passing stool. But he is not dirty. He's so pure. And once some days he will give a big feast for his deities. So seemingly, we cannot do that ourselves, do we? Can we do that? Not feed the Lord? Miss the Lord's puja? Oh, we cannot do that. So according to the Acharyas, this is just like a snake with no teeth biting. There is no effect. So similarly, Ajamil seemingly may be performing sin, yes, but actually he's not performing sin because he doesn't know, and he was not doing the chanting to counteract the sins that he does not know. What is the seventh offense? To commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting. So again, what is the meaning of sin? Sin means for my own benefit, not for Krishna. And then, one will not be able to counteract that, and one will go to hell. So, Ajamil is a very special case. And we have to follow this process of Varnashram program. In the last days of Srila Prabhupada, here in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was asked, do you have any lamentations, Srila Prabhupada? Do you have any regrets at all? Prabhupada says, no, I don't have any lamentations. But then, later on, he says, actually, I only have one lamentation, that I was not able to establish Varnashram program. And they asked Srila Prabhupada, actually, it was Abhiram Prabhu, who was the personal nurse of Srila Prabhupada. So how are we going to do this? How are we going to execute this? Prabhupada says, I'll go to Gita Nagari. I will live there for the rest of my life, and I will show you how to live off with the land and the cows. The whole society, the whole civilization will collapse very soon. I was just reading the news the other day. Sometimes we have to keep up update of what's going on. We're not blind here, just like only what's going on here. We have to see what's going on in the world. That there is going to be a recession in North America. That means economy will go way, way down. Money practically will not have any value. All it will go down, down, down. Prabhupada says, you cannot eat bolts and nuts. Not possible. What will you do even if you have so much money? In some countries in the world, they have like piles of money and they cannot buy anything. In Libya, They will hold up the bank to get their own money. Their own money, they don't want to give the bank. So one woman, she went there and she hold up the bank to give her money back. And still doesn't have any value. So what's going to happen to the world? Ultimately, we will go back to square one, agrarian life. Prabhupada wanted to have a Varnashram college to teach the students how to live peacefully, prosperously, in tranquility, without any encumbrances of the modern civilization. Some of our centers, they are doing that. They're becoming successful. We keep trying until even Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that this is the only thing that is missing also. My mission is not complete because he was not able to establish Varnashram program. So how can we do that? Ultimately, devotees are beyond this. Because Prabhupada says, our main purpose is to establish that there should be a Brahminical culture in the society. This is what is missing. Though so many sudras already, at least there must be a Brahminical class in the society. What Brahmana means? The intellectuals, the brain of the society. There is the Satriyas, administrators, those who are the protectors. The government supposed to be like that, but government, the king or the president, the prime minister, they're meant to be representative of the Supreme Lord. This is their main duty. Srila Prabhupada says also that Yamaraj is the GBC of Lord Krishna. And one must be very careful. Anyone who have post, who have position in our society, you must be very careful. Because it is our duty to help each and every members of the society that they will become Krishna conscious. Yamaraj became a Sudra. He became Vidura. So temporarily, someone took the post of Yamaraj up in the heavenly planets. To continue on. And his duty ultimately is to punish those who are sinful. Sometimes the Lord also punishes the devotees so that they will wake up and straighten them up so that they'll be able to make more further advancement and for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. It's like Jayan Vijay. Similarly, they're punished. They were punished to be demons. They're devotees. They became demons. Three lifetimes. But then, they knew that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. So they stayed back and became Jayan Vijay, became Jagayan Madhai, become Jagannath and Madhava. Provided that their sins, Chitragupta, who is the secretary of Yamaraj, his memory bank crushed. There's so much sinful activities. They will look in Manu Samhita. Okay, this thing we have not done yet. This sin we have not done. So we have to do this, okay? Tomorrow, yes, we have to be sure this is to be done. It's not enough. The memory bank of Chitragupta, he cannot keep up with their sins. But some of other, they were liberated, especially by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful. Namo Mahavadanyaya. But more merciful than Lord Chaitanya is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. His mercy knows no bound, unlimited, his compassion, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, the followers of Lord Nityananda follows in the same path, follows in the same direction that we go wherever, even the most sinful places. It's like when we go in Harinam in the Philippines. I'm sure most of you, that you go in Europe, I mean, you have nice roads in America. Yes. In the Philippines, we go to the fish market for Harinam, meat market, inside the market where the smell is so abominable. Otherwise, how will they be able to have the chance to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If they're not be able to hear the holy name, where is the chance again? It may take them millions of lifetimes to come to the platform of human form. Then they may be able, by great fortune, by chance, they will meet a devotee. In America, we chant in the public, but not as abominable. Of course, in America, it's really abominable wherever you go. Like millions of years ago, Ajamil saw the Sudra and Sudrani kissing and having this physical contact. But now, wherever you go, this is present. Yes? Everywhere. People, they don't wear clothes anymore. It's like, you know, as little as possible, the better. So, if your mind is going to be captured like this, same with Ajamil, then we are going to be in big trouble. That's why we have to keep, as much as possible, engaged in hearing and chanting. Keep ourselves busy. That it may come, but it's easily going to be forgotten. It's going to be easily washed away because you're so full of engaging in Krishna consciousness that those may come, but it will go away immediately. But if you're not, then we will be miserable. We will contemplate on this because the function of the mind is thinking, feeling, and willing. We're going to be in big trouble in executing devotional service. So keep ourselves always busy. We have to keep ourselves regulated. As Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be regulated, but Krishna as the center. Other, the fruitive workers, they're also regulated. We have God brothers who get up also at 4 o'clock in the morning, but they do a little bit of puja, and then they go to work. But others, they wake up at 4 o'clock, and they don't do anything. They just fill up their stomach and then go to work. No regulated life, but not Krishna as a center. And therefore, the Yamadutas will get them at the end of their life. We don't want that to happen to us. It's going to be very, very miserable. So, our hope against hope is that we become fully Krishna conscious in this life. But we cannot be armchair philosophers. We have to act. And the best way to really be able to be eligible to go back home, back to Godhead, is to help others to go back home, back to Godhead as well. If you can make only one devotee, then your life will become successful. That devotee that you will make will be able to also pull you up to go back home, back to Godhead. As Prabhupada says, if I can make at least one devotee, that means pure devotee, then I will consider my mission to be a success. And this is very easy. You just tell anyone whom you meet, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, have some books with you wherever you go, small books. It's like in Vancouver, I've been there many times, so we go in Harinam, and someone will also sponsor the book, so we will give free books. But, of course, it's not so good to give free books. Prabhupada says, if you give free mango, no one will take. They will think, oh, this is not so sweet. But if you ask them for a little bit of donation, then they will value the books. So, do as many preaching opportunity as possible. So like if you are in Vrindavan, you're visiting, you can also join the kirtan. Now we have this 24-hour kirtan, except the Matajis, because there is a certain time that you have to go to your ashram. But some Prabhus, you can ask permission from our head of security. You can join them at 24-hour kirtan department, because the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, if it's done purely, it travels all over the world 7 times. The vibration is so powerful. It's like, you know, nowadays they're just like making noise. It's not really music. It's noise. So it also disturbs the entire atmosphere of the world. But if we chant purely the holy name of the Lord, purely means not wanting any desire for one's position. No ambitions at all. Then it will have a big impact. Prabhupada says that we can conquer the world in 18 days. It's like the battle of Kurukshetra was won in 18 days, provided our members will become all pure. In Vrindavan also, one must be very careful of one's desire, because we mentioned that earlier. Vrindavan is like Chintamani. Place, Chintamani. The whole place is Chintamani. You can ask a tree, Kalpavriksha, just like here we have Tamal tree. You can ask Tamal tree desires to be fulfilled. You can ask the deities. You can ask Brajaraj, the dust of Vrindavan, for your desire to be fulfilled. You can ask Govardhan to be fulfilled, your desire. You can ask Yamuna. You can go to Kamyavan, the place where your desire all becomes fulfilled. You can ask a Vaishnava. They're Panchakalpa. They're like wish-fulfilling desire trees. But our only desire is that we may be engaged in pure, loving, devotional service. And especially in Tulsi Artik, our desire, that song is very, very elevated song. O Tulsi, beloved of Krishna, I bow down before you again and again. My desire is to be a resident of Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of the gopis, and serve Radha and Krishna eternally. If we really meditate during Tulsi Artik and really want that prayers to be fulfilled, automatically we are in the pure transcendental platform. So, please be very careful while we are here in Vrindavan, because this is a place where also all your desires becomes fulfilled. And if we are going to desire only to please Lord Krishna and His devotees, then we will not have another birth again next life. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes. Right there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You mentioned Manusmriti, and I would like to
Manusmriti,
the Vedic scriptures related to Varnashram Dharma. And I would like to know how they engage the citizens to become devotees. Because I don't know much of these scriptures. How Varnashram Dharma is providing.
We don't have enough lifetimes to read all of this, but if we just follow the four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, be engaged in devotional service 24 hours, you are beyond that. If Prabhupada says, I have many things to tell you, rules and regulations, but if I tell you, you will faint. So at least follow those four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And chant minimum rounds, 16 rounds. And engage in practical devotional service. Distribute the holy name. Distribute books. Serve prasadam. Then that's more than enough if we can follow that.
And a second question.
But you can read Manusamhita. I think Bhakti Vidyapurna Swami Maharaj from Shida Mayapur. He had a series of lectures on this. Manusamhita, yes.
And you mentioned Nityananda as very merciful.
Nityananda Prabhu, yes.
I read in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that he is multiple times representing the name, Spirit. The holy name.
Yeah.
He is mentioned as the avatar of the holy name.
Yes.
How could you describe this, make the link?
Well, there is no difference between Krishna and his name. So he was... When he was here 500 years ago, he was instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the holy name by preaching. So every day, and his companion, his teammate, is Haridas Thakur. Just like here, every day we announce the how many books, score books, how many chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So they will also, every day, they will report to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how many they convince in Krishna consciousness. They have a score. So, yes, the holy name of the Lord is not different than the Lord Himself. Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Lila. We need the mercy of the Vaishnavas to attain the mercy of our spiritual master, to attain the mercy of the six Goswamis. Yes, we need the mercy of our spiritual master. To attain the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we need the mercy of the six Goswamis. And to attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then to attain the mercy of Shishi Radhe Shyam, we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And how can we do this? By spreading the holy name of the Lord. It's very important. We cannot just sit down. But all of us, irregardless of what they're doing, even in the kitchen department, the deity department, we're all part of Sankirtan. It's like in the army. Some are mechanics. Some are like cleaning the guns. Some are like... doctors, but they're all part of the Sankirtan. We're all part of the Sankirtan. We may be in a different departments, but ultimately our purpose is to please Srila Prabhupada, the deities, and the Vaishnavas. Yes, anything else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Where are you?
Oh, I have a few questions.
Okay.
So, Maharaj, you said Ajamil seemingly may be performing sin. So, Ajamil seemingly may be performing sin. I missed the point of what you said after that.
What?
Ajamila was seemingly performing sin.
Yeah.
So, you said something after that also. I missed that.
Well, he is performing sin. But he does not know that he is performing sin. And he was not doing it purposely and chanting at the same time to counteract. Performing sinful activities, Prabhupada gave an example in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that whether you know it or not, if you performed it, there'll be a reciprocal. There'll be a result of that. Prabhupada gave an example. It's like a child touched the fire. He's a child. He's not excuse. He'll get burned. And another one is just like medicine. A doctor will give you medicine. You don't know what's inside the medicine, but if you take it and properly, you'll get cured. Right? So, yes, Ajamil is a special case. Very special. He's a Vaishnava, actually. He's a Vaishnava. But then he fell down. But then again, he remembered the Lord while calling his son's name, Narayana. And not by purpose that he was committing all of these sinful activities to counteract while he is chanting. So the Acharya says that he was chanting, but he's doing bhakti. And we cannot imitate that, right? We cannot imitate that because we know what is sin now. There's a big difference. We know what is sin and we know what is not sinful.
Yes, Maharaj.
Special case. Anything else? Yes. One last question.
Maharaj, you also said Yamraj is GBC of Lord Krishna.
I
could not understand that.
Yeah,
point.
Well, he's a GBC, their main duty is to keep up the standard of our society. They make rules also so that our society will flourish and go on for the next 10,000 years. So Yamaraj's duty is to check those who are sinful and to correct them, because by punishing them, they are being corrected. That we should keep in mind. If you are being punished, you should be, oh, thank you very much. Just like the other day, this is a crude example. We had a meeting because we're so used to using cell phones, believe it or not. So I mentioned that because to make it lesser, the use of cell phones, because you can misuse cell phones also. We use these gadgets for Krishna consciousness. So we told them that maybe just to lessen your usage, we're going to cap. You know, there's an application to make a ceiling or a cap that you cannot use your cell phone after that. The data, it will not go. It will not go beyond that. And I asked, how many of you would like to have that? And everyone raised their hands. Why? Because it's for their own benefit. They think that, yes, Maharaj, you're right. I'm probably using too much of this. So Yamaraj is one of the GBCs of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan. Because these 33 million demigods, they're administrators to run the whole universe. Okay? Hare Krishna. Shall we stop here?
Last question.
Okay.
So can we distribute sponsored books for free or not? Can we distribute sponsored books for free or we should not do that?
We distribute books for free in colleges, universities, schools, jails, But if you give it for public, for free, as Prabhupada says, don't give it for free. Because they will not value the books. If you ask, just give a little donation, then they will value it. We gave the example of the mango. Prabhupada said that. If you say that this is very sweet, but it's free, they will not take it. But if you said this is sweet, but it costs 50 rupees only. Okay, it must be sweet. Let me buy one. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki. Panchakalpatarubhyascha kipasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaisnavo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.